Hello, everyone. I'm Danny Finkelman, and this is The Danny Finkelman Show. For the next hour or so, more of that great music from the 50s, 60s, and early 70s, especially for you. And as I check the hand-printed playlist, we've got the Mills Brothers, Dusty Springfield, Gary U.S. Bonds, Jackie Wilson. But to kick things off, here is Clyde McFadder and number 7 from March of 1962, Lover Please. That was Clyde McFadder and Lover Please. Do you know what needs a special interest group? Cash Money. Cash Money needs to rebound. And I've noticed in the last 8.5 years, especially in the last year and a half or so, or 2 years, with these PIN numbers for your credit cards, what you have in line is you got PIN numbers. You got debit cards. You got credit. They got to know not only with a credit card now, they got to know, is it Visa, MasterCard, American Express? Then you got to put the number in. Then something goes wrong. You put it in too quickly. You don't wait long enough. You do this, you do that. You put it in the wrong way so the chip isn't in the machine and it doesn't take. And then you got your rewards points on top of all this. Do you have your rewards card too? When you go into a Shopper's Drug Mart, have you got your Optimum card? Have you got this card? Have you got that card? Cash Money is the fastest. A $20 bill rather than $20 out of your bank account works the best. And I go in and I always espouse money. And there needs to be a special interest group to keep the lines moving. I'm not in a big hurry, but it's just ridiculous what goes on. I've heard of some stories where one person is, you know, can hold you up. Their card doesn't, something goes wrong. The PIN number and the rewards card and the debit credit, it's just overtaken the planet. Let's go back to money. And then after we're finished going back to money, maybe we'll go back to the gold standard. Then I'll understand money. All right. Here are the Beatles, number 1 from February of 1965, 8 days a week.
Ooh, I need your love, babe. Guess you know it's true. Hope you need my love, babe. Just like I need you. Hold me, love. Love me, ain't got no got love, girl. Show I care. Ooh, I need your love, babe. Yes, you know it's true. Hope you need my love, babe, just like I need you. Oh, hold me, love me. Hold me, love me. I ain't got nothing but love, babe. Show I care. Love you every day, girl. Always on my mind. One thing I can say, girl. Love you all the time. Hold me, love me. Hold me, love me. I ain't got nothing but love, babe. 8 days a week.
The Beatles, from their early and best period, pre-Sgt. Pepper, The Beatles and 8 Days a Week. So talking about this CASH special interest group, I've got an acronym for it already, and I have something that we can truly lobby for. During that tune, I think this is a good one. It's called COCO. Cash Only at Check Outs. COCO. But we can't expect that. We've got to be a special interest group that is realistic. If a store has 4 checkouts going, the 5th one has to be cash only. That's all we want. If they have 6 cash out lines, or 4 cash out lines, the 5th one, or we can negotiate. It can be the 5th one, the 6th one, the 4th one. We're willing to negotiate, but there should be a cash only in these large stores, a cash only line. It would work. But the problem is that nobody, you know, in these Walmarts necessarily obeys the idea of, the express lanes, 1 to 10 items. What I want to know is, 2 tuna fish for $5 considered one item? It's marked through as one item. Like when you buy some of these things, you get 3 for a dollar. You know, when Coca-Cola goes on sale, 2 for 99 cents, the large plastic bottles. Is that one or two items? This is something that has to be explained. All right. Here's Patty Page in number 3. From May of 1957, Old Cape Cod.
If you're fond of sand dunes and salty air, quaint little villages here and there,
you're sure
to fall in love with Old Cape Cod.
Old Cape Cod, that old Cape Cod.
If you like the taste of a lobster stew, served by a window with an ocean view,
you're sure
to fall in love with Old Cape Cod. Winding roads that seem to beckon you, miles of green beneath the skies of blue, church bells chiming on a Sunday morn remind you of the town where you were born.
If you spend an evening, you want to stay. watching the moonlight on Cape Cod Bay. You're sure to fall in love with old Cape Cod. Oh, if you spend an evening, you'll want to stay
on Cape Cod Bay,
watching the moonlight on Cape Cod Bay. You're sure to fall in love with old Cape Cod. You're sure to fall in love. You're sure to fall in love with old Cape Cod.
Patti Page and Old Cape Cod. You know, it's interesting, the self-driving car. It's just my dotage, the self-driving car. You've read about it. They're talking that the self-driving car will be here, I won't be here, 2050. Now, here's a question I have about the self-driving car. If your self-driving car is driving down the street and somebody walks out in front of the car, a car swerves into your lane coming the other way, a self-driving car, maybe not a self-driving car, swerves into your lane, but if you make a right turn, you're going to crash into people on the sidewalk and kill somebody. Or do you allow yourself to drive into the car? Well, I would allow myself to drive into the car. But can the self-driving car be programmed to react to that? And remember, you're not paying attention. Because if a self-driving car is truly a self-driving car, you're not paying attention. Your navigation system has taken over and can do everything, you know. I mean, this is like, I remember in the 50s, they said that by the year 2000, we'd be flying around on jet-propelled packs in the sky going to work that way. Well, that's my feeling about the self-driving car. The only reason the self-driving car is getting mileage is because Google is involved with the self-driving car, and it legitimizes that we don't need self-driving cars. Traffic accidents are dropping precipitously. They have over the last half century with two lanes each way highways and better safety features. The number of people dying in traffic accidents as a percentage of miles driven has dropped dramatically, you know. And I think there'll be more accidents with self-driving cars. Anyway, I won't be here to have to worry about that one. But I used it on this show, you see, close to 40 years before it's going to happen. All right, here's Jackie Wilson in number 6 from August. So I can't be proven right or wrong. It's just a third-rate opinion. Here's Jackie Wilson in number 6 from August of 1967, Higher and Higher.
His face again. That's why your love
I can't get enough of Jackie Wilson. Jackie Wilson and Higher and Higher. Bananas. I'm against the conventional wisdom on bananas. You know the old banana joke. I'm so old, I don't buy green bananas. You know? Well, you got to buy bananas before they're ripe. But you know what? I love green bananas. I love bananas when they are firm. I don't like mushy bananas. I have to eat a banana within the I give it 1 day tops. If I buy a banana in the morning or afternoon, might not have to eat it the next day, but the day after, absolutely, or it's mushy. Is mushy, but is that the convention? You should like mushy bananas? No, you want a green banana. The joke is that you only buy green bananas when you're over 65, not because you're worried that they won't be ripe before you go from the vertical to the horizontal. You buy them because you have knowledge now. You understand the banana. The banana is basically a fruit that should be eaten green, in my opinion. Anyway, God, I can't stand a mushy banana. A banana that's very easy to peel is already too ripe. All right. Here are the Mills Brothers. I love this tune. Another tune that I didn't have on the old show, but I have now. The Mills Brothers and Across the Alley from the Alamo.
Across the alley from the Alamo lived a pinto pony and a Navajo who sang a sort of Indian Idaho to the people passing by. The pinto spent his time a-swishing flies, and the Navajo watched the lazy skies, and very rarely did they ever rest their eyes on the people passing by. One day they went a-walking along the railroad track. They were swishing, not a-looking, toot, toot. They never came back. Oh, across the alley from the Alamo, when the summer sun decides to settle low, a fly sings an Indian hearty-ho to the people passing by. Across the alley from the Alamo lived a pinto, a pony, and a Navajo who used to bake frijoles in cornmeal dough for the people passing by. They thought that they would make some easy bucks by washing their frijoles in dust and lux. A pair of very conscientious clucks to the people passing by. Then they took this cheap vacation. The shoes were polished bright. No, they never heard the whistle. Toot, toot. They're clear out of sight. Oh, across the alley from the Alamo, when the starlight beams its tender glow, the beans go to sleep and then there ain't no dough for the people passing by. One day they went a-walking along the railroad track. They were swishing, not a-looking, toot, toot. They never came back. Oh, across the alley from the Alamo, when the summer sun decides to settle low, a fly sings an Indian hidey-ho to the people passing by. Across the alley from the Alamo.
The Mills Brothers and Across the Alley from the Alamo. And you know where I found that tune? On you go to Amazon.ca and there, go to the Mills Brothers, and you'll see there's an anthology, a two-disc anthology. And if you spot, it's basically a history of what the Mills Brother did, the Mills Brothers did. And it's a fabulous collection. It just picks the best tunes by the Mills Brothers. And it's worth buying. That's all I could say. If you like the Mills Brothers, there are all sorts of other Mills Brothers CDs, but if you want the best of the best, that anthology is put together properly with great liner notes, tells you about them, and it's just a wonderful package. That's the Mills Brothers anthology, and I think the only place that it would be available is on Amazon.ca, and it's over $25, so you get your free shipping. I'm not doing a promo for Amazon.ca, but that's the quickest and best way to get it. And talking about music, which I rarely do on this show, I actually have found some decent acts that were, I was alerted to by a couple of reviews in the Wall Street Journal and people in my family. And one that I've seen lately that you might be interested in, and I'll mention it at the end of the program too, is a group called Lake Street, like in Lake River, Lake Street Dive. And they have a tune on YouTube, the Jackson Fives. It's done outside. It's called I Want You Back. You remember that Jackson Five tune? And the singer, the lead singer, is terrific, and the bass player is excellent. And it's kind of jazzy, but they're a very good group. So it's called Lake Street Dive is the name of the group, and you want to, on YouTube, look at I Want You Back. All right, here are the Temptations, and number one from January of 1965, My Girl. The Temptations and My Girl from 1965. Boy, that was a tune that will withstand the test of time. Harvey's a while back was promoting their four cheese hamburger. That's F-O-U-R, cheese hamburger. With Monterey Jack, Swiss, cheddar, and camembert. My question to you is, who can tell? What does it matter? The four cheese hamburger. You know, this leads me to something else that we'll talk about after we hear from the New Beats and number 16 from August of 1964, Bread and Butter. The New Beats and Bread and Butter. I have this image of them singing that on the Ed Sullivan Show. They were on, off. Ed Sullivan understood. I've used to talk about that all the time. He understood stand-up comedy. You can take 3 minutes of it. That's about it. Anyway, getting back to the four cheese hamburger. How can anybody tell what's in there or whether it makes any difference, whether cheddar by itself would be just fine or Monterey Jack or, you know, it's just a marketing gimmick. Except for there was a very good piece in the Wall Street Journal about super tasters. Yeah, this is 5% of the population who can really tell the difference. And you know, one of those people, my brother can do that. He can tell you, oh, that has oregano in it, but no basil. It all tastes the same to me. Everything in the end tastes like chicken to me. You know, the only thing I can taste on a pizza is if they're hot peppers or anchovies. Other than that, I can't tell you what it is. And most people can't tell, you know, the difference between, more than half of the population can't tell the difference between 7-Up and Coke when blindfold test. You know, most of us can't. Most of us are not sophisticated enough, but there is a 5% of the population who can really tell the difference. And these are the people that I know someone who built up a salad dressing business because his wife was a super taster. She could tell the difference and knew the really good stuff from the ordinary stuff. And it has some effect. Now, you put someone like me in the food business to create salad dressing, forget it. You need a super taster. And they exist. It's just, I can't smell anything. My hearing is going. My eyesight is mediocre. My taste buds are close to zero, close to zero. I can't tell the difference, but I do know one thing about chicken. I do know one thing about what's underrated. What do you think is underrated about chicken? Boy, that's something to really noodle over while we listen to Dusty Springfield at number 41 from September of 1964 with All Cried Out. Dusty Springfield and All Cried Out. So, what is underrated about chicken? Chicken thighs. I love chicken thighs, but it gets no publicity. Nobody cares. They're hard to find. You can find chicken breasts by the truckload. You can find chicken wings by the truckload. You can find drumsticks by the truckload. Chicken thighs are buried. Chicken thighs are the tenderest part of the chicken, and nobody goes to it. I just tell my wife, just chicken thighs. What part of the chicken? Chicken thighs. I don't know if I've ever given you the recipe for doing the Portuguese style chicken. But I'm not on this show. It's the world's simplest recipe, but you need a grill, and maybe it's getting a little late in the season for grilling. You know, you don't have to do it. And it's foolproof. Foolproof for doing a chicken on the grill. I have trouble. I say I don't want any bones in the chicken on the grill because I always mess up. Something goes wrong, you know. Anyway, that's it for chicken. The thighs. You can't beat them. Here, Martha and the Vandellas with their version of the Marvin Gaye semi-hit Hitchhike.
Hitchhike.
Martha Reeves and the Vandellas and Hitchhike. They do a nice version of that. Now, this was the last tune I played on my last show in June of 2005. I was just going to be a decade off. What is a decade between friends? Here are the Skyliners and number 12 from February of 59, Since I Don't Have You. Skyliners and Since I Don't Have You. I read a piece on elevators. I don't know if I mentioned this 8.5 years ago or thereabouts, but it was interesting talking about elevators in large buildings. In the building that I frequent often, there are, God, I don't know, 25 elevators. Some go to the 29th to the 39th, then the 39th to the 49th, and so on. Just a couple of things. One, you know the button that you have on the elevator to close the doors? It doesn't work. It's just there to make you feel better that you're really doing something to get this elevator going. It goes when it's ready to go. It has nothing to do with that button. And you know what people's in these large office towers and large condo and apartment buildings, you know what their patients, they can handle 20 seconds waiting for an elevator. After 30 seconds, they start to get antsy, you know? And they're trying to figure out how elevators can modernize them so that they react more to the traffic levels at certain times, that they know how to behave, but they're working on it. But I like the button that's supposed to close the doors that doesn't work. And you know, there's another thing that I've learned about elevators, but wait until we hear from the Four Seasons and I've Got You Under My Skin. By the way, that is number 9 in September of 66.
before I begin.
Cause I've got you under my skin.
Yes, the Four Seasons, and I've Got You Under My Skin. I'm ashamed to tell you how much I paid for tickets to see the original cast in the first 2 months of Jersey Boys on Broadway. I'm not going to tell you how much I paid per ticket. And do you know what? The singing was great. The show, I didn't like. I didn't like Jersey Boys. I thought the show was, how should I put it, a little vulgar and boring. You know, I like musicals that are fun. And this show wasn't fun. And the music I knew. In any case, but it was performed. I mean, the original cast was terrific, but I saw another show the same weekend, Chaperone, which was a fantastic show, written by Canadians. After we play this tune, I'll have the answer to what chaperone, what the adjective was. Here's from one of the Doug Riley sessions. This features Joel Feeney, and I just think that Joel has the purest of pure voices. Here it's a cappella, the rock and roll lullaby.
Ooh. can't recall the words at all. It don't make sense to try. All I knew was lots of love came through that rock and roll lullaby. And she'd sing, shine na 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 na. It'll be alright.
Joel Feeney, along with the singers in Doug Riley's group from the Montreal Bistro. That was done in 1998. Great version of that tune. The Drowsy Chaperone is the name of the Broadway hit. It was terrific. Anyway, now here is Gary U.S. Bonds and number 27 from June of 1962, The 7-Day Weekend. Gary U.S. Bonds and a 7-Day Weekend. Getting back to elevators for one moment. I've reduced it. There are two kinds of people in the world. They're not, you know, your A types, your B types, your A plus types, your C types, your F types. They're just two types. People who will make conversation on an elevator and people who won't. I'm talking about in when you're in a business building and they're more than just, you know, the two of you. Who will talk and who won't? Someone in my family would never, ever talk, even if I tried to engage this person in a conversation, will never talk on an elevator. Others, some people will just tell you their life story or talk to some other person and discuss business or don't care. That is how you can tell more about a person's personality than anything else, whether they will talk on an elevator going from the 30th to the first floor. Now, here is Roseanne Cash, and this is from a tribute album. Doc Pomus wrote a lot of the tunes for the Drifters, for Elvis Presley. He was a very interesting character. There's a movie out about him called AKA Doc Pomus. It's a documentary, and I know the person who's responsible for it, and it's a good documentary. But here's Roseanne Cash from a tribute album to Doc Pomus, and I Count the Tears, a very interesting version. Roseanne Cash and her version of the tune written by Doc Pomus and Mort Schumann, I Count the Tears. That was a hit by the Drifters, and that was an interesting take on it. Well, that's it for this edition of the Danny Finkelman Show. That means it's last dance, slow dance. So assume that vertical position. Kick back the rug. Adjust the dimmer switch, because we've got Paul and Paula. And number one from December of 1962, Hey Paula.
Hey, hey Paula, I want to marry you. Hey, hey Paula, no one else could ever do. I've waited so long for school to be through. Paula, I can't wait no more for you, my love, my love.
Hey, Paula, I've been waiting for you. Hey, 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 Paula, I want to marry you too. If you love me true, if you love me still,
Paula and Hey Paula. Well, that just about does it. In fact, it does do it for this edition of the Danny Finkelman Show. I'll be back here with a fresh show next Saturday night. You can get on the internet and look around 6 o'clock Eastern time, and there should be something new popping up into this week's show. It'll have a date on it, so you'll know. Until then, I'm Danny Finkelman, and that's it, everybody.